The reporter was privileged to be invited to a viewing of the National Museum of Scotland just before it opened, in the area called Discoveries, found nestling just off the Grand Gallery on the ground floor, is the Millennium Clock. If you're there on the hour, then the clock comes to life with moving figures and many bells. The longer you stand there, the more detail you notice. We're sure it will be the focal point for many children on a visit to the newly refurbished museum. Spoke first of all with Dr. Gordon Rintoul, Director of the National Museums Scotland.
You must be really pleased to see this project at this stage.
Well, we're both very pleased and very proud that the museum's opening this Friday. It's been a long period in planning and a long period in construction. The building's been closed for 3.25 years, but we're absolutely confident that when visitors flock in the many thousands this weekend, that people will be amazed, because essentially what we've done is create a new museum in the old building.
This project has been delivered on time and on budget.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, I think that's public sector projects tend to have a reputation for going over budget, taking longer, but we are determined right from the very beginning that this project is going to be managed effectively and it was going to open on time and on budget, and that's what we've done.
There's a bit of rivalry between Edinburgh and Glasgow, as we all know, and Glasgow has just opened its Museum of Transport. Do you think that as Scotland's capital, that this museum truly reflects the whole of Scotland?
Absolutely. I mean, it both reflects the whole of Scotland and Scotland's relationships across the world. And Glasgow and Edinburgh, I'm from Glasgow, I work in Edinburgh, I don't really see that sort of rivalry myself. And I think there's enough people in Scotland that there's room for everything.
And where's your favourite place in the museum?
Place in the museum? Well, it's probably less place than your favourite exhibits. So I think in one hand there's, I suppose my favourite exhibit, being a scientist originally, is Alexander Fleming's Nobel Prize Gold Medal and other awards for penicillin, a hugely important discovery with impact of millions of people across the world. But in terms of more general exhibits, perhaps Wildlife Panorama. You know, as you stand there, I don't think you can do anything else but smile at all these creatures suspended in midair.
We spoke with award-winning Scottish architect Gareth Hoskins, who has been in charge of the project.
You said it's the end of an 8-year project. You must be quite relieved. Do you think that working within the confines of a Victorian building, do you think that's more difficult than just building of new?
I don't think so necessarily. I think there are challenges with building a new building as there are with working with existing buildings. And at the museum here in Edinburgh, we have fantastically rich Victorian architecture to be working with, some of the most amazing spaces in Britain. And I think there are inevitably challenges with working with that. But I think taking what is hopefully a sort of careful but also bold approach to how you work with those spaces and introduce new spaces, new contemporary architecture is the approach that we've taken.
So what changes should our readers look for when they come to the museum?
Well, hopefully they will see a huge number of changes. The building itself had in the last few years become an extremely sort of tired place with, in a way, very little sort of ability to see the collections or move through the building. So visitors will find new entrances to the building, new entrance spaces, a new entrance hall with all sort of facilities that 21st century museum goers would expect, and they'll be able to then move from those sort of stone spaces, those stone vaulted spaces, back up into the original central gallery space, which has been turned back into a gallery, the central introductory space with large numbers of large scale objects that introduce the range of the collections. And then they'll be able to move through the much more opened up spaces of the galleries, through all the different levels now, with sort of hugely improved access to find a wide range of newly redisplayed spaces.
And how much was the contract then? What was the total cost of doing up the museum over the last 3.5 years?
Well, the project value is £47.4 million, which is part of a wider £70 million master plan that we've been developing, which will carry on for another few years, a 15-year vision. So that figure covers 8 years' worth of work and 3 years of work on site and construction, and a huge amount of structural and engineering work that has made all of these architectural moves possible.
And do you have a favourite corner of the building?
Do I have a favourite corner? I think I enjoy very much the Grand Gallery space and seeing objects back in it, and it has gone from what had become a sort of tired, glorified cloakroom to becoming a place, a gallery that is just truly spectacular, I think, and I think a space that Edinburgh and Scotland should really be proud of.
We then caught up with Stephen Jackson, Senior Curator, to ask him about the window on the world.
My name is Stephen Jackson. I'm Senior Curator of Applied Art and Design, and on this project I've curated the Window on the World.
How many articles are there in this window?
Window on the World has around about 840 items, objects and specimens, and we whittled that down from a list that had started out at over 2,000.
And how on earth did you choose them?
Well, what we have here are items taken from absolutely every corners of the collections. That's from zoology and geology through science and technology to the applied arts, design and the history of Scotland, archaeological items and the World Cultures collections. So every nook and cranny really is represented some way here.
And what's the idea behind this window, which really covers the wall from ground floor right the way up? What's the idea behind it?
Well, the idea here is that as soon as you're within the Grand Gallery, our central space, that you have, in a sense, a vista of everything that we do. So you know that behind the walls there'll be a sequence of galleries that address specific narrative topics. This is about ourselves and our identity as a museum, the diversity and range of what we do.
Can I ask you which is your favourite object, or is that just too difficult a question?
That's a very difficult one because, of course, it changes as we've gone through the project. I mean, one of my favourite objects is the threesome of Macintosh lamps there, which we acquired well over 30 years ago and remained in store throughout that time. So until we had the money to do this, we couldn't conserve them. This is the first time they've been out on display. Those are a personal favourite. But as you go through, things that you saw once maybe 5 years ago in a storeroom and you thought, yeah, that'll be good, and then you didn't see it again for a number of years, you come back and you have it in its setting and you think, oh, that's actually so much better than I remembered it being. So you sort of, the eye, just as your eye walks around here and looks at, takes things in differently. From my perspective, I've been through the whole, every single object, and I've spoken to the curators who really look after them, know about these objects, and I've, you know, as you go through that process, you think, oh, that's good. And then you learn new things as you go along. So you develop new favourites as you go along.
And is it envisaged that this window will change from time to time? Do you think that's what will happen?
That's absolutely a component in the design, is that because you can see how it's broken down into discrete units, these can be emptied and new contents put in. So something of the scale of the gyroplane is very unlikely to go, at least over a, you know, the next 10 years. But some of these other things where, for example, there you've got some shields and some battle axes, those could be replaced with something else that would fit comfortably into the space. Even up to the scale of the rocket, that could come out and we could put something else in. There's a lot of flexibility in this, and it's intended it will just very gradually rotate over time.
We're sure that you will be just as entranced as we were when you visit the National Museum of Scotland, opening Friday 29th July 2011 at 10 a.m.